Here is the translation of the text into English. Trump has not mentioned Canada paying an entry fee ahead of USMCA talks, says Carney. Oil prices end volatile session mixed but up sharply for the week on supply worries. EU prepares to clash with US again over shipping carbon levy. API, farm groups urge Congress to back year-long E15 sales as prices rise. Trump grants 90-day Jones Act waiver extension to curb energy costs. Only 5 ships pass through Strait of Hormuz in 24 hours. Iran's foreign minister arrives in Pakistan. Trump expects offer satisfying. U.S. demands U.S. Energy exports hit record highs as Strait of Hormuz conflict persists. Exclusive U.S. law enforcement raids offices of Houston fuel trader Econ Midstream. Russia's Lavrov says U.S. discarding international conventions, pursuing its own interests. DeepSeek unveils new AI model tailored for Huawei chips as China pushes for tech autonomy. Canada greenlights Enbridge gas pipeline expansion in test of Carney approval process. Deutsche Börse CEO warns against 24/7 trading as Wall Street gears up for it. U.S. equity fund inflows rise on earnings optimism. AI boost. NTSB says runway safety system did not activate before fatal. Air Canada Express collision. European equities log steep weekly losses with no resolution to Mideast conflict. CFTC sues New York to block oversight of prediction markets. Analysis. Most U.S. companies seen sticking with quarterly reporting. Brazil regulator approves deeper probe into Google's news content use. Brazil aims to regulate critical minerals without tax breaks. Finance minister says German business sentiment hits lowest since 2020 as Iran war weighs. U.S. consumer sentiment slumps to record low in April. Inflation expectations rise. U.S. consumer sentiment slides to record low in April despite Iran war ceasefire. Michigan consumer sentiment rises but falls short of expectations. Canada, February retail sales up 0.7%, seen up 0.6% in March. Brazil posts wider than expected current account deficit in March. Canada, March, wholesale trade most likely up 1.3%, StatsCan flash estimate. Mexican economy misses expectations in February, slow start to the year. BOE expected to hold rates as uncertainty persists, Buffet says. Take 5. Lots of talk, lots of tech. Up or down. War scrambles financial markets. Signaling efforts. Japan launches financial task force amid AI security fears. PBOC vows to curb involution-style competition in China's financial sector. A fragile hold. 5 questions for the ECB. China first quarter fiscal spending quickens as Beijing seeks to spur growth. Japan's core inflation stays below BOJ target, energy risks grow. Stratosphere and strategic investors acquire 70% stake in Potion Alpha. Bitcoin slips, but set for 4th straight weekly gain on institutional demand. Bitcoin edges lower, trades near 78 Cali as U.S.-Iran tensions weigh on risk assets. Morgan Stanley launches money market fund for stablecoin reserves. SafeBets introduces new prediction platform at industry conference. DAT-TUP firm Pantera reportedly urges Satsuma to dump Bitcoin as shares crashes. Verifiable Bitcoin accounts for institutional Bitcoin. Your custody, your terms. GSR launches Crypto Core 3 ETSO. Bitcoin rises to highest level since early February, briefly tops 79 Kel. EOS climbs 10% in a green day. What a transition towards an AI-driven company may or may not mean for SAP. Robert E. Latta of Ohio's 5th District invests in Farmers and Merchants Bancorp. Related Digital secures $16 billion financing for massive Oracle data center project. Kathy Wood's ARK buys Amazon stock, sells AMD and Rocket Lab. How much more attractive is the Tesla Semi in a $100 oil world? Stanley Black & Decker declares a 83-cent dividend, $500 million buyback plan. CureVac sues Moderna over mRNA vaccine patents. Pioneer acquires equipment financing firm for $140 million. UltraClean refinances credit facility, extends maturity.